Many thanks, Ian. In our last set of news items, we'll tell you about a giant Ferris wheel in Great Yarmouth, a science breakthrough to save our ash trees, and that St John's Ambulance volunteers will be joining ambulance crews in attending 999 call-outs. Then, also for a change, roadworks get a cheer as a section of dualling of the A47 is completed. A towering new attraction is turning heads on the coast. A giant Ferris wheel installed on Great Yarmouth's seafront is now officially in operation and offering visitors sweeping views of the town and coastline. The wheel, which closely resembles its predecessor in size, promises to become a standout feature of the promenade throughout the summer. The council has announced a special offer for residents. Anyone living in postcode areas NR29 to NR32 can enjoy a ride on the Great Yarmouth Eye for just £5 per person. To claim the discounted fare, residents must present proof of their address before purchasing their ticket.
The county became the epicentre of the UK ash dieback outbreak in 2012, when the first confirmed case of the infection in wild trees was found in Ashwellthorpe near Wyndham. It has created an urgent need to propagate new ash populations from mother trees, which have been found to show resistance to the disease. Researchers at the John Innes Centre, based on the Norwich Research Park, have adapted an embryo extraction method which rapidly speeds up the germination of European ash seeds. It means a process, which can take up to 6 years in nature, now takes around 1 week in the lab, giving new hope to those working to save threatened ash trees. Using this accelerated method, researchers now have a way of germinating ash seeds which can be reliably used to produce orchards of thousands of trees. It's been used to create a seed orchard at the Wendling Beck Nature Recovery Project near Dereham. These trees were selected because they show resistance to ash dieback, and researchers hope they will produce a new generation of disease-resistant trees.
St John's Ambulance volunteers will now respond to 999 calls in an emergency co-responding pilot scheme. The six-month project, launched in Norfolk on May the 1st as part of a partnership with the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust. Volunteers will be dispatched to emergency scenes to begin clinical assessment and deliver life-saving care before ambulance crews arrive. Tom Willis, Head of Clinical Standards for St John's Ambulance, said, "This pilot is about getting professional volunteers and life-saving equipment to patients when those first few minutes really matter. By working in partnership with the NHS, our co-respondents will use their skills and knowledge to provide early assessment and intervention, support patients in their own communities, and help reduce pressure on ambulance services. Volunteers are trained to handle emergencies including cardiac arrests, strokes, serious bleeding, and road traffic collisions. They will operate blue light vehicles equipped with defibrillators, oxygen airway management tools, and emergency medicines. The service is free for the NHS and relies on donations."
After months of disruption and a last-minute bout of congestion, there was finally a huge sigh of relief from drivers on a stretch of the A47 yesterday. Drivers welcomed a new fully dualled section of the road between Blowfield and North Burlingham. But some say the benefits will be blunted by bottlenecks and safety concerns. National Highways lifted the cones off the 2.6-mile stretch of dual carriageway 3 years after preparatory work began on the £100 million upgrade. Programme manager Chris Griffin confirmed the new road is now fully open at 70 miles an hour. He said works continue with other vital jobs such as finishing the local road network, installing the new cycle paths and landscaping. We thank the travelling public and the local community for their patience during these works. It means the whole A47 route from Norwich to the Achill Strait is now 70 miles an hour, after parts had a 40 mile an hour limit imposed for the major project.
More than £133 million needs to be spent to upgrade the main water treatment works on the edge of Norwich in order for the plant to cope with thousands of planned new homes. Anglian Water intends to spend millions to upgrade the Whittlingham Water Recycling Centre between now and 2030, having previously warned the plant will struggle to cope with sewage from proposed new housing. The government has said councils in the Greater Norwich area, Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk, have to find sites which will provide almost 2,600 homes a year between now and 2046. Well, we've come to the end of part one, so we'll hand you over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So it's goodbye from both of us.
Goodbye.